Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
On a more serious note, this survey carried out by Fianna Fáil shows that Dubliners don't feel safe in their own capital city. 65% said they'd witnessed antisocial behaviour in Dublin city centre. 70% said they'd also witnessed drug dealing in public. Tracy is with us on the line in Meath. Tracy, you're originally from Dublin, but I believe you say you'd never move back to the capital city.
No, I suppose it's changed a lot since I left. Drug abuse is everywhere. Like, we see it everywhere. It's not just, you know, defined to Dublin. It's across nationally. But my last few experiences in Dublin were not pleasant. And it was during the day and it was with my children. And in the four occasions I was in Dublin, three were with both my children and my 10-year-old looking out the window as we were driving down the quays at someone actually injecting heroin. And, you know, the lads out of it. And then, of course, led into a lot of questions. My last experience was just a few weeks ago. I was going to an event in Dublin at 12:30 and I had to park. I have a little girl in a wheelchair. And I felt so unsafe. There was people visibly under the influence around me. There was dealing around me. My friends that I was meeting rang me at 1:00 to say, "Are you indoors?" She said she met someone at the door who was visibly very affected by taking drugs and couldn't speak, and she felt very intimidated. And that has been my experience every time I've been in Dublin. Now, there was a Garda presence, but I think the biggest issue that we're not addressing is the education piece. And, you know, if we're not tackling this head on, we have a massive problem now, but what's going to come afterwards, that concerns me. And I think education needs to be in primary school. We talk about special education, we talk about mainstream education, but we're never speaking about trauma education. And this is where the problems arise. So we're looking at the issue as we have a drug epidemic, but we're not looking at why we have or what's coming after it. That concerns me. And I don't think Dublin is isolated in, how it's seen now. It's nationally. And I think if we don't get in and we don't tackle it on the ground, children in primary education should be, addressing these issues. We should be having these conversations. My son Noah is 10. And it was only two nights ago he said to me, "Mom, why do people take drugs? What did it do for them? Why would they want to do it?" And we had an open conversation. I said, people can be coming from a place of trauma, or they could be, not feeling great about themselves and looking for that instant hit. And this is why we fall into drug abuse. And that's the issue. And that's not what we're addressing. We're talking about the social problems in Dublin, and we're talking about the drug abuse in Dublin. And, we're looking for a greater Garda presence. We need to be in the ground and helping these people, supporting these people and educating our children.
Okay.
And for my children to have to see that opens the conversation to why this happens. But, it was traumatic.
Yeah. Well, when you're 10 years of age and you're in the back of the car and your day out to Dublin involves watching people shooting up,
The previous incident with Noah was we were going to a meeting again on the quays in Dublin, and there was blood everywhere in the footpath. And we went into the reception, the girl says, "Because you're lucky you didn't arrive." A few minutes later, two people who were again under the influence of drugs had a fight. Someone stole a phone and the girl stabbed the guy and he was taken away in an ambulance. And we literally had just missed that. And again, this is before 12:00 in the afternoon.
Isn't 3:00 in the morning on the early hours of Sunday morning.
So it's I wouldn't go out in Dublin. I wouldn't, if we were going away for a night, I feel like I need a passport now to get out of Meath. But, I wouldn't go for a night in Dublin, nor would I choose to go out in Dublin as a choice, because I wouldn't feel safe. And even parking your car and walking somewhere, it's just not safe.
Nina, what's the situation in your area? I believe you're in Dublin.
Hey, Andrea. Yeah, I live down in the Grand Canal Dock area in Dublin city centre. And just since the lockdowns, I suppose, during COVID, we've seen the place has been terrorised by a gang of kids, they're under 18, in wetsuits. And
wetsuits?
This is going on. Yeah, fair enough, they want to jump into the water, and I'd probably be one of them had I been a kid. But it's beyond that. It's the kind of, they kick in the doors to get into the Waterways Ireland building, where the houseboats are on one side. There'll be about 20 of them. And this is regularly a few times a week and ongoing throughout the whole summer. kick in the doors to get in so they can jump off the roof of the waterways building. But besides that, the entire area is terrorised. There's coffee shops, the business is fresh. There's a supermarket and a groceries. They'll run in, they'll thieve, vandalise, abuse and threaten everybody. And they're untouchable. The community guard, which we've been in touch with continually, said they can do nothing. The kids are under 18, so they're, you know, GDPR, you can't take photographs, you're not allowed to, and they know this. But it's the example they're setting to everybody else of their age group that they can, they're allowed to get away with this. That we just, at this point, we've had enough and we're starting to think there's got to be something really, really, we don't know what to do. Because everybody just stands around and puts their hands up, they're not allowed to touch them, they're not allowed to say anything, and they can do without repercussion what they want. So I know there's a bill in France that they're trying to put through to make parents responsible for their kids' actions. So there'd be fines, there'd be reprimanded, there'd be deductions in any social payments. And we're thinking that this is basically what could be the answer. You know, you guys are running an ad on News Talk about looking after your dog. You know, if your dog bites somebody, it's not your dog's fault. It's your fault. And I know that might be controversial to make that kind of parallel. Yeah. But literally, somebody has to be responsible, and somebody is not teaching these kids civil behaviour. And the Garda can't do it, and the community hands are tied. We can't do anything either, and we just have to sit and take it. And it's gone way too far at this point, and it's just looking like it's getting worse, and it's...
I'm sure for you and Nina and other residents and for the businesses too that you mentioned in the area, like this is the kind of stuff that all builds up to people not feeling safe.
Absolutely not safe. And you don't want to say anything to them because then you become the target.
Yeah, I was going to say you wouldn't dare challenge them.
No, you wouldn't. You put your heads down and you keep going and you don't interfere. If they're kicking in the door of one of the apartment blocks to rob the bikes, and this isn't at night, this is in broad daylight amongst... it's an attractive place. Lots of people come to hang out. You know, down in front of the board.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Exactly there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a dark alleyway that you wouldn't go. And this is the middle of it. And generally, it's the sunny days that would bring them out in their wetsuits. So I'm sure there's parents listening to this right now. And I would just say, if your kid has a wetsuit and goes off for the day, if they're taking part in this, it's like feral dogs running after. You know, there is no control on them. And there is no way to reprimand them. Nothing. There's nothing in place.
Is it any wonder 65% of people say they've witnessed antisocial behaviour and don't feel safe in Dublin city centre? What about you, Grainne? You're in Dublin. Do you feel safe in the capital city?
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon, everybody and listeners. I live, Andrea, in the city centre. In Dublin 8, and I work in Alston Place, which is Dublin 2, right beside the boardwalk. And the things that I've witnessed are just jaw-dropping and frightening.
Like what, Grainne?
The amount... The guards are trying the best when they're around, but when they land, all the people that congregate around... the boardwalk and O'Connell Bridge, they all run like lemmings up the back streets, and you know when the guards are around, and then they kick, they smash windows. There's different gangs, there's outside gangs that come in and threaten the inside gangs, who are, when I open up our gallery, some of the older drug taking people help me, and they're really nice individuals, but these new young people threaten them, beat them up. We hang flower pots outside, they smash them, throw them bottles at the window. It's just ongoing, Andrea, and the guards can't do anything. And the other thing is, there's a lovely spa shop around the corner and coffee shops, and the amount of bicycles that come in, just young people on bicycles cycle into the shop, rip down things and cycle out. And then you try and get to know people in your area, and the turnover of staff in the city centre because of threats when they're leaving work, in work, is unbelievable, Andrea. It's just, It's awful.
It's pure intimidation, Grainne, from what you're describing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we entertain an awful lot of tourists, and then we have local people. And some of, there's a place called the Icon Walk, which tourists go around, which is in Aston Place, which is full of art, to try and upgrade the area. And the amount of drugs taken in the alleyways, which Dublin City Council, in fairness, to try and clean up and help us to bring people into the area as local artists to make it more forthcoming for people and tourists in the area, as opposed to just the Temple Bar end of things. Mm. But it's just a battlefield. It's a battlefield.
Text from Dave in Cork. He says, you know, this isn't antisocial behaviour, it's criminal behaviour, and it should be reprimanded. Another texter makes the point, education is important, but if the streets aren't policed and criminals arrested, Dublin is just a no-go city. Stephen is with us on the line in Dublin, because Stephen, I believe you were a police officer in Vancouver in Canada. What do you think? What could the Gardaí do differently, do you think?
I don't think there's enough of them. I know good for guards. I don't think their training is adequate. They don't get enough physical training, you can tell by looking at them. The presence is a big thing. I think we left Vancouver because it got so dangerous, and I would put Dublin on par with that now. I would fear for young women, specifically young girls. Education is great, but the amount of sexual assault that's gone unreported in Dublin city centre is off the wall. If you go up to Rotunda Hospital, you'll speak to many people up there, they will tell you that even pregnant women are getting assaulted. But it's not making the news, and it's not being reported to the guards. The guards don't have the resources to address those type of issues. If I'm a parent of a couple of girls, and I have both my girls in jiu-jitsu, from the age of 5 or 6, they learn how to get off a guy, get away from a guy, and run. Because what's coming down the road is crazy. If you look at that poor girl who got stabbed there in Parnell Square last November, right? Now, I've seen the video of that. I'm one of the few who've seen the video of that. Now, the main person who resolved that, who went to that young girl's aid, was a white 50-year-old man married with a couple of kids. And he tackled that guy. And none of that made the news.
Okay.
It didn't suit the narrative. No, hold on a second. Now, a French waiter came out of a restaurant and helped. And Macron rang that waiter the following day to thank him on behalf of the French people.
Yeah.
But the person that got the media headlines was the Brazilian guy and the Uber driver who came along.
I know there were a number of people involved in it. There's an ongoing investigation into that, Stephen, so we're kind of hamstrung to a certain extent in terms of what we can say. But I take your point in general. When you compare your time in Vancouver in Canada to here in Dublin, you think that things have escalated in Dublin, that I take it you don't feel safe here.
Not at all. Sure, even in the GPO there at Christmas time, someone went in saying Allah Akbar with a knife, and he was taken down by two patrons in the GPO.
Right.
And that wasn't reported in the media. So it is a fear. Now, without a shadow of doubt, every girl on the planet, specifically in Dublin, every young kid and every father and mother should listen to this. Their children need to learn self-defense, because what's coming down the track is a lot of trouble, a lot of hassle. And the guards, unfortunately, do not have the resources to deal with this.
Yeah, and with the big issue, I suppose, a lot of the listeners they're making today, particularly as Tracy and Nina pointed to, the number of minors like that are involved in this kind of antisocial behaviour and intimidation and all that goes with that. And sure, there seems to be little or nothing the guards can do. I've another Stephen in Dublin on the line as well. Stephen, you've been listening to the discussion. Why did you get in touch?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I was in touch because, well, it's not about the city centre, but I live in Finglas in Dublin. And there, over the last few years, there's been an awful increase in the amount of drug users and drug dealing in the area. Like, I'm involved with my kids' local school, and we also run a local junior park run in the park every Sunday. And we've had to have the guards there on a good few occasions. I've had to eject drug users from the park at 9:30 on a Sunday morning while, you know, they're getting ready to start taking whatever they take. And, you know, we've a load of, you know, 4 to 14-year-old kids running around the park trying to get a bit of exercise, and these guys are just doing it in plain sight. So, like, I mean, it's completely out in the open. They've come onto school grounds during school hours to use drugs. There's young lads selling drugs just openly all over the place. And I've been in touch with all the local councillors, TDs, Dublin City Council, the Gardaí, and you know, I've been on to them a number of times since we started this in 2021, and like all I ever really get the gist of any response I ever get is always just we'll raise it at the next meeting, like, and that's kind of all ever really happens. The guards themselves are brilliant, and when they do have someone available, they come and they support us, and they, you know, they'll show their faces, and the community unit are brilliant, and they'll come whenever they have availability. But it really, like, it shouldn't come to that. We shouldn't have to have guards present for a weekly sporting event, you know. It just shouldn't happen.
So it's just they're just there, Stephen, all of the time, are they? Is that pretty much
all the time? Yeah. And you know, I've reported it every time I see them. I would use the park myself quite regularly with my family and my kids, and we'd walk the dogs there. And every time we go in, like even my now 6 year old, like even a month or so ago, he was 5 at the time, and he said, and as I was moving past them, he says to me, "Oh, Daddy, are those the drug dealers?" Like, so you know, kids that age shouldn't know about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is just like they're smoking crack and they're taking heroin out in the open, as blatant as you like, and they're not hiding themselves away. And I know, you know, drug use and drug addiction is a huge problem, and it's an illness and all that sort of stuff, but really, you know, it shouldn't be just in your face. And the young lads selling the drugs as well, they're all, most of them are quite young looking, so probably not a lot will happen to them. But you know, again, you ring the guards, and they're just so under resourced. The response you generally get is we'll send a car, and you know, you might still be, you know, somewhere else, and you'd look in an hour later and the lads are still there, you know, and nothing has happened.
Sean in Westport makes the point, Stephen, like he says, the law needs to be beefed up and enforced instead of young ones just laughing at the guards, knowing that there's little they can do. It's hard to disagree with him.
Well, yeah, look, and it's not so much that the law, I mean, if the laws are probably there, I'm sure, but it's just the fact that there's so little resources there for, you know, if I call the guards, I know it's not an emergency in terms of a threat to life or anything like that, but if I call the guards for an issue where there's guys openly drug dealing and drug users openly taking drugs, I would expect that they might come and do something about it. But I've never actually seen anything happen resulting from a phone call.
This listener thinks we're being far too negative. Unsurprisingly, more of the usual negative anti-Dublin narrative we've been listening to for years. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but personally, I've never seen anybody openly injecting in the city. As Irish people, we love to highlight the negatives of the capital city rather than many positives of the city. I've seen plenty of people, you know, doing, taking, whatever you like, in and around Dublin city centre, shooting up. I've never actually witnessed open drug dealing. I know that was something that 70% in this survey said that they'd witnessed. Are we being overly negative, Nina? Is Nina there? No, you're still there, Tracy, are you? Like, are we being too negative?
No, we're being realistic. And as I said, it's not just Dublin. It's nationally, it's an issue. And again, like, it comes down to, you know, we're talking about minors and that. There's no resources for kids either. You know, there's nothing to do for kids. So what do? You know, and then they get, unfortunately, locked into the wrong type of group, or they're just looking for, you know, basically something to do. And it does all fall into education and putting resources in for kids. You know, you put kids out in the streets, they're going to find something to do. Kids are looking for a thrill. They're learning, they're growing, you know, they're going to take risks. But we need to put something there in place that's an alternative. So realistically, we're failing our youth if this is what we're talking about. And it's not just a Dublin issue. We've got to be real. You know, it's very different from the childhood I had. Kids are bombarded with social media. They see everything out there. And, you know, it's a vulnerable age and you're easily influenced. And you want to be cool and you want to fit in. And, you know, if you fit into the wrong crew, what hope do you have? But there's nothing for kids. Like, around our area, it's football pitches. You know, you're driving kids to GAA.
I know, but all the playgrounds and play parks and in the world, like, that wouldn't really solve. Like, if kids are engaged or involved in antisocial...
No, but I mean, where's the youth clubs that, you know... Like, I remember when we were kids, I grew up in Tala, like, we used to hang out in the bowling alley. It was brilliant. Everybody hung out there, you know, in Tala Village. Like, we had that. And everything's so bloody expensive. But, you know, where are the resources for kids? We're not thinking outside the box.
I don't know. Like,
I was looking for a skateboard park for Noah.
I think a lot of it's just down to discipline, though, and personal responsibility. Like, I think when I was
Absolutely.
A child, I would have been terrified of the guards. Like, you know,
say that. Yeah. Kids have, you know, there's no respect for law and order anymore.
I think that's
there's no
the
respect
issue.
For anything anymore. Like, it's a free-for-all.
Caroline makes the point, I'm tired of hearing about education and engaging. It's time to actually just police. New York cleaned itself up through proactive and very direct policing in the 90s. They cleared out the apologies for the language scum, she says. We need to do the same here. Dublin isn't safe and I'm tired of hearing politicians talk and do absolutely nothing. Another listener says, remember, Andrea, programmes like Kin, sadly, while fictional, make crime seem cool and quite impressionable to abandoned youngsters. Another texter makes the point, you don't even have to look for it. Just cross the road at O'Connell Bridge. A teenager in a scooter being given a large sum of money, clearly for drugs. The guards are doing a great job with the big boys, but stop the search and low-level dealers and make it so uncomfortable for them. I think that, and I believe that, is the only way, says this listener.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.